The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, what's good, everyone? It's DJ Untold, and I'm going to give y'all a brief introduction on what I'm going to talk about in the course of the podcast. In Open Eyes, I'll be talking about past and modern conspiracy theories of every genre.
The following podcast of Open Eyes is just theories and assumptions of alien theories. Your description is advised. What's good, y'all? It's DJ Untold, and welcome to my third episode of Open Eyes. For today's episode, we're going to talk about my conspiracy theories about aliens in modern time. I'm bringing this topic up about aliens because we still don't really know if there's some type of celestial being that is roaming around of our Earth. It fits in perfectly with my last episode of the Illuminati, and how it can be that they're working with them. But from this, I'm going to be connecting to the second episode of Open Eyes. Like what I said earlier, and brought up, how these celebrities that are controlled by the Illuminati can actually be aliens covering from them, and using their bodies as the main hosts to reel in society and make us try to believe in the one-eyed man. Some type of cult-like, if you guys know what I mean. But my idea and assumption of these aliens are using A-list celebrities as their main hosts is actually a shape-shifting alien that can copy celebrities' bodies and influence their fans around to believe in the elite organization that are connected in conspiracy theories. With looking most of these musicians in their own concerts and how they act around fans, it's weird how they act around them. By them making uncanny faces, dancing in strange ways, that looks like that their limbs are just moving at this point. It makes me think that these aliens are shape-shifting into their bodies and try their best to act as humanly as possible. So we think that it's just the celebrity and musician itself. Since I believe that they're using celebrities as their main hosts into shape-shifting into them, I actually think that they're hiding the real-life celebrity bodies in a hideout, like Area 51, or some type of government property that is prohibited from all society. My take on this is that, is it actually government property, or is it an alien base that are in the works with the government that we don't know of, and is actually just the Illuminati, and using the A-list celebrities as their test bodies so they can learn more about us and our beliefs? I thought of this idea because since we don't really know what aliens look like, they can actually impersonate us. It fits in perfectly well with the Illuminati. Well, get this though. Can it be that since they've been here for so long, since 1776, when the Illuminati elite group was made, that the aliens had adapted to us so well that they started shape-shifting into us? And some or all of them can be working in the United States government? Is that why Area 51 is prohibited from us, because the aliens are actually the head of the government? With how silly it sounds, think about it though. Since the government don't want us to be near or in Area 51, is it actually an alien hideout / their main base? Can it be that it has all the information that they've been carrying with our data in this world and have unseen material technology, like weapons and devices, that can affect all of us and our world? With thinking about this, can it be just like the movie Men in Black, that they're an organization like the Illuminati and can be working with other aliens and have high-tech devices and weapons that can affect us? Just like them having a memory pen that can erase a certain memory? Yo, that would be crazy, but Do you guys think that we got affected by those alien devices that we saw, just like in Men in Black, but we don't remember because we've been affected by their type of technology? That would be low-key insane. Just imagine that someone we know is secretly an alien and is working under the So What Illuminati, that is actually an alien organization, and it's just in the environment capturing all of the data that they need and is adapting to all human life with interactions that we interacted with them. Just imagine that one of our closest friends is secretly just using us for data and information, and they can use it against us in the future time. I feel like that their technology is ahead of our time and is so advanced that they use our data of information and can use that and predict our future events that will happen sooner or later in our timeline. Anyways, I got a little carried away, but going back to my theory of Area 51 and other sites that claim and use it as their base, my myth about it is that, is it where they hide all their secret files and people that they shapeshift into their bodies? Shoot, honestly, I won't be surprised if they were hiding all of these famous A-list celebrities in their main base and put their bodies in a captivity tube where it has some type of alien liquid and is consuming all of these celebrities' information. It could be that these celebrities and people with high profiles that are well known are being held captive by the aliens and we just don't know it. Just imagine Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks being the capsule, or even Tom Cruise. Not to be rude or anything, but I also think that they have deceased stars like Kobe Bryant and Whitney Houston. I feel like that these aliens were there at the death sites, but were using their technology device to make them invisible and scrape up any part of them that carries information and just put it in a jar and keep it for data use. That would be weird if that comes to be true, but it's just my assumption. Talking more about shape-shifting aliens and how they can gain all of these human reactions, I think that they're getting it from the information that they're receiving from captivating superstars' bodies in the capsule, which is why I think that they're maintaining memes and slangs in today's age, so that they can keep up with us, which makes them act normal in human interactions. But going back to how celebrities act weird towards their fans at concerts, it could be aliens just having malfunctions, or hinting us that they're not what they seem. Alright, here's another alien theory I believe in. We all know of celestial beings, but have you guys thought about where they come from? Most people will think that they come from outer space in some type of planet and from another dimension through a black hole. But my opinion, I feel like they've been here the whole time. What I mean by that, I feel like they've been here at Earth the whole time, but underwater in the ocean. It might sound dumb, but we don't really know what 80% of what's in the ocean, especially the deep surface, because no one has really been under there because of its extreme pressure. And we don't know what's there, especially creatures that we haven't seen before. That's where I think that half of these aliens would be from, just because we haven't seen of what the ocean contains. And have you guys seen the fishes there, or pictures of the fish that apparently in the deep surface of the ocean? They're pretty ugly. And they look nothing like regular fishes in the sea. With the pictures I've been seeing on the media and on websites, they all look like they've been mutated to the point where they look nothing like fishes. They look more like aliens and monsters. Like, search up a deep fish on the internet right now. They're pretty ugly. If you ask me, it's like that one fish from that one movie, Finding Nemo. Like, dude, you can't tell me that's not a fish. That looks more like a monster and alien combined than a regular looking fish from the sea. Honestly though, that's what I would think of what aliens would look like and are supposed to look like and probably have the same type of similarity and resemblance, but probably them having some form of mutation power where they can grow limbs and have the knowledge like us humans, but more in an advanced way, obviously, which makes them look more like an alien aspect. I know that I'm connecting a lot from the government with aliens, but I assume that it's possibly the reason on why we can't explore more in deep sea, because of the government putting something or controlling the ocean where it can be hard for us to breathe in. Because if it's there, that means that people who are exploring near deep ocean or deep sea means that they were very close to seeing the alien population and civilization of other celestial beings that are from this earth. Do you understand that they can also be coming from other places since they might be coming from the sea in our earth? Do you guys think that they can be coming from the underground, like near the outer core of the earth? Going to be off the tangent for a little bit, but connecting to how we don't see aliens in the world, my theory is that, have you guys seen the movie called Monsters, Inc.? I'm pretty sure all of us have seen that Pixar movie, but linking to that movie, you know how the doors can lead into different aspects of life where it can travel to Earth and scare kids? I feel like it's the same thing here for aliens, but they use it for going into different dimensions and timelines. And I assume that some of these doors can be a way out and in for aliens to explore the universe and teleport to places way faster than us. That could be why we don't see them, because there are shapeshifters that impersonate us and they can teleport through different places through doors from their advanced technology that they have created. That is why we don't see them, and also that they are coming from other places of the universe because of the improvement of technology they've been using. Can there be a secret door that is underwater and near the outer core of this earth, and they have it to use as their transportation to their location of home? Crazy to think about this, but is that why Area 51 is the government capital location of aliens, and they just be working with the government and use teleportation doors so they can get the location they want to go? Just imagine that most alien jobs and their occupation is just like in Men in Black, but more evil-like, and use us as an advantage towards our society, and can predict future events because they're the Illuminati the whole time. Boom! Mind blown for sure. Like I told y'all, everything connects one way or another. All of the lines connect in this world with how wild it is. It's actually ridiculous how all of the information from episode 1 and 2 from Open Eyes connect to episode 3 of my theories about aliens. If you guys made it this far, thank you for listening to my assumptions and theories of aliens in our world. And stay tuned for episode 4. And always, stay mysterious. Catch y'all.